All right, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Southern Destruction Productions. I like that name. Came with that recently. That's how I recently branded that. But this is gonna be another film, a new film review of a film released this year. It's in your theater right now. If you go to those, which you should, you can go at a good showing. But anyway. Now, for some context, The Strangers Here from 2008 was a sleeper hit, making $82 million on a budget of $9 million. Fairly successful film. And, there's a Skype notification. And would make $17 million, you know, in terms of DVD sales, stuff like that. Yeah. And 10 years later, we saw the release of The Strangers Pray at Night, which was more of a slasher film compared to the direction of the original flick. And did moderately well at the box office, making $32 million on a budget of $5 million. So, fairly a successful flick. Here, too. I mean, I didn't think it was as good as the first film. But, it was pretty decent. Now, this film, directed by Rennie Harlan, who you may know for newer stuff he did. Well, I believe he did Exorcist the Beginning, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, he did that. He also directed, anything familiar here? Like I just mentioned, Exorcist Beginning. Die Hard 2, Nightmare on Elm Street 4. So, fairly successful filmmaker, to say the least. And is the first in this new trilogy of Strangers movies. Now, this film's basic plot is about a couple going to a cabin. Their car breaks down and get terrorized by the strangers. Sound familiar? Well, the story is pretty much the same as it is in this first film. I mean, there are a few minor differences, but for the most part, man, there is nothing. There is, you know, pretty much the same as this 2008 movie. I mean, which there's nothing wrong with that. But if you were one of those people who wanted something new out of this, look somewhere else. This film was also produced by Courtney Solomon, which, if that name sounds familiar to you, the man behind the studio known for their quality movies, that is, After Dark Films, put out some classics, such as Captivity. By the way, if you couldn't tell that with sarcasm, fuck that movie. This movie is a mixed bag, to say the least, with the direction from Rennie Harlan is rather solid, and the cast does a good job for the script provided. However, the things that didn't work in this film, for an R-rated horror film, this is rated R, has hardly any blood. In the opening, we see the stranger with the bag on his head. I don't know his fucking name. Deadpit.com calls him the guy with the underwear on his head. Gets, you know, hit in the head with an axe, but cuts away in an R-rated horror film. Another thing that wasn't great in this was the script, with some very odd choices made throughout this film. With some fucking very plain stupid decisions, which, man, I want to get into that a little bit more, man, but, oh, believe me, I'm going to have to cook on that one. The acting in this, like I mentioned, is fairly good for the script provided, which isn't the best of the actors depicting the strangers here. Do a great job. I mean, they don't really have to do much outside of stand and look creepy 9 times out of 10, so. Overall, I would recommend this if you're a fan of this franchise and have some time to kill, but if you're not a fan of this series, just rent it. Wait for the other two to be released and rent all three. Don't spend, you know, $15 to go see this. I took some friends, so it was a little bit more. I spent $60 for me and three of my other friends to go on to go see this. So, 6.5 out of 10 for me. As a fan of the original film, this wasn't horrible. But to an extent, this feels like a sequel that would have been released in 2009 straight to DVD at times. Now on the part where I talk about some of the trailers. Because I noticed that I've been doing that lately. And I want to keep it going. Because, fuck you, that's why. Now, we had the Crow remake trailer, which, why, man? Why the fuck are we remaking that? Like, seriously, man. That looks fucking horrible. The fucking Crow looks like a sissy in that. I'm sorry, man. I hope that flops. There were some other ones, man. In Violent Nature, which actually looked pretty solid. Not gonna lie. When does that come out? That came out of a film festival. But in theaters, May 31st, yeah. That actually looks pretty fucking solid, man. You know, first-person slasher film. That actually looks like a hard R, you know, gory horror film. So, outside of that, I really. Can't recommend. Like I said, man, if you're a fan of the original film and the other two, like I am, see this, but you don't need to see this in theaters if you're not a fan of the series. Just like I said, wait to rent it. A little update for you guys. Celtic Frost Retrospective Part 6 is in the works. I'm almost finished. I look forward to finishing it because the last two albums are highly underappreciated. So, but yeah, guys, thank you guys for listening to this. You guys are fucking awesome. And as I say, keep it brutal.